Welcome to All In. This is episode 13, and today I've got my club with me. Say hi, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
And we thought we'd just have a little fun with you guys, our listeners, today. We almost reached 500 listeners. So for today's topic, we have chosen Google It. So
Google It.
We're literally just going to put something in, Google it, and then have a discussion about it and have a little fun with you. So hope you enjoy the show. So what do you guys want to Google?
Florida man.
All right, Florida man and what date, though? Give me a birthday.
October 6, 1998.
It's just October 6. You don't need to get too excited. All right, October 6. Let's see what comes up.
What comes up?
All right. Let's see.
And this is Sabrina Googling, by the way. Say hi, Sabrina.
Hello. Not a whole lot of fun stuff.
Nope.
Florida Voting Rights Initiative.
No.
It's not crazy.
Lots of stuff about Tallahassee, funny enough. Do you have connections to Tallahassee?
I read a book called Tallahassee Higgins when I was in the sixth grade. It's by my favorite author, Mary Downing Hahn. So, yes.
All right. I'm going to put in my birthday just because it's the next date that comes up.
That's fixing those things. Maybe another
Let's see. Florida man says he went bananas. Shot out utility workers' tires.
Oh.
Wonderful. Wow. Birthdays, dates.
April 25th.
April 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
That's what he said.
Let's see. Florida man said he stalked family to make friends.
Jesus Christ.
Florida man was rescued after trying to ride a hamster ball to the lake.
Oh,
wow. Ride a hamster ball to the lake. I love how they say ride, even though you're inside the hamster ball.
Must be.
Yeah, like one of those big ones that you like.
I like to ride with.
Yeah.
I like those giant inflatable ones.
You know what? Those make me really nervous. Like, really nervous because I feel like I can't breathe.
You don't feel like the hamster in Bolt?
No. I'm terrified because I always feel like I'm going to fall over.
Yeah, I get
like,
super
suffocate on
those.
Yeah. And they get, like, hot.
Yeah.
And they're not as fun as they look.
Florida man, September 7th.
September 7th? All right.
Florida man's crazy. Florida man's wild.
How do you spell September? You know what? I
do
figured
you
it
remember?
Out. Okay. Florida man, drunk and naked, allegedly set house on fire.
I feel like that's a reoccurring issue. Really. I feel like you could pick any date and you'd
sounds
eventually
like a
find
Jackass
it.
Episode.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, speaking of, I listened to a podcast, Dr. Drew After Dark, and they had
best podcast
best
in the
podcast
world.
Ever.
So is YMH in general.
For real. They had Steve-O on, and it was the funniest thing that I've ever listened to.
Because
now he's like, he used to be on Jackass, and he was, like, this really funny guy that did stupid stuff. And now he's just, like, this, like, middle-aged man, and he's got a wife, and he's all settled down, and he still has that big-ass
Steve-O tattoo
on his back, which I just,
that's
like,
funny.
He's honestly
he's
an American hero. I will never not like
do
Steve-O.
Florida man May 12th.
Who's May 12th?
My dad.
pictures
are for this one.
Squirrel attacks Florida man. Rodent was raised by a neighbor.
Wow. He had a plan. That neighbor was planning.
There's
that.
A Google page called "What did Florida man do on your birthday?" Please click on it.
Naples Daily News. Is it like one of those like name generators or like what actually?
You should
happened?
Do the 4th of July.
See what Florida man did on your birthday.
Because I bet a
birthday.
Lot of crazy stuff happened on the 4th of July for Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And pick Mardi Gras and like go with all like the really party holidays.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not a good, I don't like this. It's not loading.
Just Google.
That's me walking into, like, anything.
It's not working, and I don't like it. Get it out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on Reddit a whole lot, talking about Google deep dives. My favorite Reddit page is r/ATBGE, which stands for awful taste, but great execution.
Oh, you show me this all the time.
And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's like people getting like other people's like faces shaved into their head. There was one of
there's
Bob
Marley,
but he kept his locks and they were like around Bob Marley's head.
And so it made Bob Marley's hair on the back of his head.
Talked about cursed images. It's just, it's one of those pages that you could spend hours on.
Come on.
Oh no.
I mean, we could do bad tattoos if we had a visual element,
but we don't.
So
we don't.
But there's some There's some awful tattoos.
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets.
No regrets.
Oh, God, that's so funny. That was from We Are the Millers, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great movie. I love that movie.
We could always try. It's like that thing where you try to explain a movie in the worst possible way.
And
we could
bad
do
tats.
That. We could do that with tattoos.
Oh
my gosh,
did
you guys
hear
that?
Emojis.
Oh, yeah. Or I love the one that's on Facebook is like, use a GIF to describe your life. That one's so much fun.
On a tangent here, I hate that like these DreamWorks Animation Studios Illumination are just trying to like coin off a meme, like meme and internet culture by making like the Angry Birds movie, the meme movie, the emoji movie,
stuff like
that.
You take all the nuance out of it by making it mainstream. Like the whole point.
And so corporate too.
Yeah.
Like the emoji movie was just ads.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Like you have these like meta memes where like you have to have followed internet culture for years to understand them, and trying to put them into movies and mainstream them like ruins it. Cause
like,
now,
Ralph Breaks the Internet ended with a brick roll, which is like a 90s meme. So,
what else does Google have to say?
Well, I'm just looking at bad tattoos.
Oh my gosh,
this one guy got a tattoo, and it says it's a nice cursive letters, and it looks really pretty, and it says HIV positive.
Oh my goodness!
And it's all the way across
that
the back.
Bold.
Of, yeah.
That is bold.
Wow.
That is a bold man.
Well.
You know?
Can't fault him for his honesty.
Yeah. At least he's putting it out there.
Half these are like kids' drawings, but on skin.
Ooh.
Oh no, there's one where it's like a tarantula tattoo, but it's his face and the body
of
the tarantula is his
nose. So it's like the Predator.
Of course.
He's
like
got
a million times worse.
But this is one is nice. It's his nipple, and above his nipple, it looks like Where's Waldo.
I didn't
want to
see that.
Oh, he found him.
What's? Oh no, these are really bad.
Just no.
Let's Google
no regrets a whole
Let's
lot.
Google
Let's
yeah,
Google
a lot
something,
of no
else.
Something else.
Google something like, you know, what's the best secret to not fart in front of your girlfriend or something?
How about cringy attempts at like older people trying to meme?
No.
Because
I think older people trying to meme is really cute.
It is cute.
You should Google
like,
something that we can talk about.
Yeah. Instead of just tattoos that only two of us can see.
I know.
Funny 2019 topic. I don't know. It sounds like a good Google.
That'll bring up like... All right, we'll try.
Yes, Connor's got an idea.
Look.
Just perhaps something to posit. How about a story randomizer?
Or just look up bad wedding stories.
I have an idea. What do we...
Like
okay,
a story randomizer.
Let's
idea.
Do
cool.
the sleepover game where we like start a story and then go around the
Absolutely.
Table and each do a different...
Absolutely.
I like Connor's idea.
Yeah,
we'll
I,
table
I,
that
was
one. Table.
Like a Mad Libs randomizer or something like that.
Yeah, we'll table that one and do that one, but I would like to go with Connor's
That's
idea.
Awesome.
I like that. Who tabled?
Let's see. Story generator. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Name the protagonist. Name after the protagonist? What does that even mean?
Vercingetorix.
Julio.
What?
Vercingetorix.
What?
Vercingetorix.
That's too much.
Oh, no. My
no, he was a commander, and he fought Julius Caesar in the Battle of Alesia.
See, I was going to say, like, Gilligan.
Yeah, Bob
yeah.
Jenkins.
Gilligan's Island.
Okay, how about Billy Bob?
I just put in, like, a whole lot of random stuff, and it's going to write us a short story.
I'm so ready, too.
Well,
like
it's like
all
right, like
so we have Rachel McAllister and Andy England. It was a stingy deity with spiky lips and fluffy fingers.
What are we looking at?
I don't know.
It's a random story generator. He was thinking about Andy England. Andy was a stingy deity with spiky lips and fluffy fingers.
Sounds like Death Note.
Okay, I got an idea. So going off of what Connor said, we create our own, especially since in our script writing class, create a character on the fly. Create a character.
Billy Bob. He's
no,
40,
absolutely not.
No, he's 44. He lives in Tennessee, and he plays bagpipes.
I love it. Garrett, think of a character.
Chris, he's an alcoholic, crippling depression, hard for him to go outside, but he loves his mom.
Oh, there could be some good story
loves
there.
His mom.
Yeah.
But his mom's kind of abusive to the point where it's like this loving like relationship. It's really weird, especially for his dad. And the mom's a little overbearing.
Yeah. Sounds like an anime.
Great storyline there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All our writers that are listening, we're giving you ideas. So,
you
how about yours?
Hmm.
We'll come back to you.
I guess I'm just going to go with Julio, and he sells cotton candy on a street corner in Chicago. And he doesn't live with anybody. He barely has any furniture in his house, and he's 25. And he just moved out of his dirt shack in Mexico with his family of 6 sisters and 9 brothers. And their great-grandma lives with back at the family.
What city in Mexico?
Durango.
Durango.
Love it. Nathan.
Nice.
I don't know. His name will be Harold.
I love it. That was my grandfather's name.
Nice. He lives up in the mountains by himself. He's a forest cryptid.
Yes!
How old is he? Well, Harold.
How old is Harold?
No one knows.
Nobody knows.
No,
he's
not
cryptid.
Even Harold.
Not even Harold knows. He's lived that long.
Great. I love it.
Yoshinori Sakurai. He's a karate master
anime.
Who teaches on top of Mount Fuji.
Oh. Speaking of bad things, we could have Googled bad karate lessons.
Dojo life, you
that'd be a good
table.
Yeah.
I'll go with one that I had for our script writing class the other night. We had to create log lines. She's late 50, early 60 something, Joan Jett wannabe, just
yes.
trying to be, still waiting to be discovered. So she has a little bit of problem with alcohol.
Oh.
Likes Vicodin a little bit too
oh.
much.
But like just like fun enough, right?
Doesn't
she's
live in
fun.
Reality. So if you can think
sounds
of like
her.
Absolutely fabulous. Kind of like
she's
a Dina and Patsy rolled into one. So,
wow.
How about you, Connor? Character?
Any character?
Yeah.
All right. I got a bunch of characters.
Do your
awesome.
Raccoon character.
That's my main power animal.
All right. Lazai Tevin, a 6-year-old trainee for the Royal Guard of her country, who is deathly afraid of water and yet wishes to be in the Navy.
Is she a raccoon?
Yes.
I love it.
She is one of a decent-sized population. I don't know. Somewhere in the billions. Of a sapient raccoon-like species that took over the Earth after humans went extinct.
Oh.
I love it, because see, I already got a storyline in my head where your raccoon meets Harold in the mountains.
Yes!
Yes!
My favorite part of that was a decent number, and then a billion.
The collab that we never asked for.
And your guy
deserved.
Totally knows my girl, because he's went to see her play at a bar, and then they had drinks together, had a one-night
cool.
stand.
Oh,
that'd
no!
Cool. We all come up with these crazy characters.
Who does Billy Bob know?
And then it all has to be in the same universe. That'd be kind of cool.
But
that'd
that's also
cool.
a great
that's
idea,
like,
too. We could go with martial nice. Arts fails.
Yeah.
So we'll table that. We'll do
yeah.
that one time.
We're tabling a lot of things.
Yeah,
well, anything
with
anything
with
visuals, you know, like kind of
just keeping us on track
yeah.
and on time,
yeah.
and just creating fun content for our almost 500 listeners.
Y'all like the
so.
Content, kids. Y'all like the content.
How you like them? Google it.
Thanks for subscribing.
We should start doing our titles like clickbait.
Sure.
What did she Google? Click to find out.
Click to find out.
Would you like to know?
Just like Shane Dawson style titles.
Yeah, right?
He did what to his cat?
So this has been fun for me, though, because this is where I can see all these characters.
Yeah,
like
where we come up with the creativity ourselves.
Together,
like that. That's cool.
You should do like a your own.
We have so much creativity.
Oh,
like we don't
fun.
Have to go.
We
on
should
that.
Do like a story podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've been wanting to do one like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Y'all mentioned NPR. Y'all ever listen on Sundays where they do like the voices and like the shows like that? Like it's like the
Wait,
voice,
don't tell me?
Like voice acting. Wait,
oh no, okay, sorry.
Like it's like they'll do like a whole like show and it's like 6-4 people or maybe like sometimes just 2 or 1 person doing all the voices. It's pretty incredible.
Oh
and
wow.
It's a little old school, like it's for like maybe an older target audience, but
works for me.
It's kind of cool. It's funny. Like it's
yeah,
something
no.
different, you know.
NPR
know.
Works. They have a lot of listeners.
Yeah,
NPR,
yeah,
if you're listening,
yeah.
what's up?
Did you know Mr. Rogers did like half the voices for all the puppets? And
I
did
really.
Yeah,
I didn't
did,
know
like,
that.
Daniel Tiger. He
you
was
know,
the little tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Jim Henson did like most of the voices.
Oh
yeah,
yes,
I
knew
that.
I did not know he did that.
Well, Walt Disney was Mickey
too.
Mouse.
I know he did like the thing. I didn't know he did the voices.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Mickey, I mean.
Yeah. And before Mickey, there was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, who was. Owned not by Disney, was owned by the people who owned Felix the Cat.
But,
oh, I love
yeah.
Felix the Cat.
Yeah,
I
well, they
that.
Stole Disney's character and were going to steal everything, and he was like, nah, and then he made Mickey.
I think Jim Henson was actually the voice of Yoda in the original trilogy.
No, Frank Oz. It's Frank
yeah,
Oz.
I was thinking to say Frank Oz.
It's
yeah.
Frank Oz.
I know.
But you're confusing that with Frank Oz voice, Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that was one of my favorites, is the Muppets Out of Space. One of my favorite lines.
Pigs in Space?
No.
Oh no, just the Muppets. Because there was a there was a thing on the Muppet Show called Pigs in Space.
He voiced people in Star Wars too. He voiced us.
There's the two old guys. And they were talking.
Oh, they freaked me out. The chin, the old
so
Muppet chin guy.
Though,
he freaks me
because
out.
They were asking
what
each other, hey, is breakfast over? And the other old guy was like, I don't know why. And he's like, because the bacon just ran out and Miss Piggy just left.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Pigs in Space.
I remember those two old guys from the Muppets always getting compared to Bernie Sanders.
Uncle Bernie's my
the ones at the orchestra and stuff. The commentators.
Yeah.
They're funny, but.
I forgot their names. My dad knows.
Thank you.
This guy, encyclopedic knowledge. That's amazing. That's crazy.
All right, so we kind of went a little off the map.
No, that's
fine.
How it is.
It's totally cool.
Google it.
Thanks for tuning in for today's episode of Google It and our little fun tangent with you just on the fly. You've been listening to All In, episode 13. Stay tuned for not next week because we are on spring break, but the
spring
week
break?
After. Yep. Hope you guys enjoy spring break, all our faculty, staff, students that listen. And we will catch you on the flip side in 2 weeks. So thanks for listening. Thanks for, I would say watching, but you're not watching.
But you can see it in your minds, right? You're visualizing.
Hopefully we gave you a visual creation.
Just a bunch of nerds around a table.
That's
it.
That's what we look like.
And we do. Yeah, it's fun actually. We pass by windows.
Nerds
so.
Round a table.
We're nice at the round table.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 13 of All In. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.